Please welcome our next two contestants, Matthew Brozik and Marcos Dinnerstein. Marcos, professional ballet dancer for 20 years. Do you still dance for fun?
No, not really.
No, you're like, moving on.
Moved on.
Matthew, you were a writer of a humor book series, the government manual for all kinds of different things. New superheroes.
I can answer this one. I am the co-author of a trilogy of humor books, the government manual for new superheroes, for new wizards, and for new pirates.
Mm. This is one of our favorite games that we're about to play. It's called This, That, or the Other. Jonathan Colton, would you like to take over?
I would like to. In this game, we will name an item, and all you have to do is tell us to which of three categories that item belongs. Today's categories are world capitals, animals, and Lord of the Rings characters. Puzzle guru John Chinesky, how about an example?
If we said Aragorn, you might think it's an animal. But he's actually a character in The Lord of the Rings. In fact, he's a member of the Fellowship of the Ring.
None of you are going to think that he's an animal,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, duh. Come on.
Only a fool would think that Aragorn was an animal. No offense to anybody who thought that Aragorn was an animal. We're going to alternate questions between the two of you, so I'm sorry, no use of the buzzers is required. Just tell us, is it a world capital, an animal, or a character from J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings? Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Ready.
We're going to start with Marcos. Marcos, this one is for you. Elrond.
I'll go with Lord of the Rings.
You are correct. Matthew, dugong.
World capital.
No, I'm sorry. It's an animal.
No, I'm sorry. It's...
yeah. I would not want to live in dugong for the... But it's sad being an animal.
A dugong is kind of like a manatee, related to the manatee. Oh, everybody wow. thinks manatees are adorable. Marcos, Kigali.
I'll stay with Tolkien characters.
No, it's a capital.
That's what I meant.
It's the capital of Rwanda. Matthew.
Yes.
Gimli.
Oh, Tolkien character.
Yes, you are correct. A dwarf. Marcos, Markor.
Animal.
You are correct, it is an animal. It is some kind of crazy goat with crazy horns. That's what the Wikipedia says.
Okay.
I like Marcos, he's basically surprised by all answers. Right, you were like surprised.
Life
like,
is wondrous.
Knows? I know, it's funny.
Matthew, Talin.
Tolkien character.
No, it's a capital. It's the capital of Estonia. This is for you, Marcos. Yerevan.
Tolkien.
No, it's a capital. Capital of Armenia. Tallinn is the capital of Estonia. Yerevan is the capital of Armenia. These are the things that we're learning. Matthew.
Yes.
Isildur.
Tolkien character.
Yeah! Marcos, Commodore.
It's a world capital.
No, it's an animal. They are very hairy sheepdogs. Matthew.
Yes, Jonathan.
Nilgai.
I haven't said animal yet, so I'll say animal.
Yes, it's an animal. Well done. All right, this is your last set of questions. Everybody's going to be very sorry to hear that the game is about to end, but it's true. Marcos. Ugluk.
Tolkien.
Yes. He was the leader of the Uruk-hai, of course. All right, Matthew. Bundar Seri Begawan.
Is that hyphenated?
No. Bundar Seri Begawan.
World capital.
Yes, it is the capital of Brunei. Well done. John Chinesky, do you remember last year when we started this game? Because I don't remember.
Because you blacked out?
Well, I'm happy to say we can crown Matthew the winner of that game. Congratulations, Matthew.
Great game. Matthew, you'll be moving on, and we'll see you at the end of the show. Coming up, Jonathan Colton will bring us back to a simpler time where, if you liked a movie, you would go to the mall and buy the soundtrack. So stick around. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is NPR's Ask Me Another.